Welcome to No One's Ever Asking That, where you'll hear inspiring, real, behind-the-scenes stories from high achievers building a life and a business with passion, designed to motivate you, inspire you, teach you, and show you exactly what's possible for you, too. This is No One's Ever Asked Me That with your host, Christine McAllister. Hello, Ashley. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday.
I love that.
I need you to teach me how to do a body roll. I have like a really awkward way of doing it. Excited to be here with you, Ashley, to talk about something that you and I both experienced and that a lot of my clients are experiencing right now. We talked through this a bunch on today's Powerhouse Method call, so I wanted to bring it here and have the conversation with you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Happy Monday. Hey. Mondays with us. Hi, welcome.
Mondays with us. Mondays are the best days.
Yes.
When you choose for them to be. One of the things that I can distinctly remember when I started my business and that I see with my clients all the time, and you and I have talked about this, is like, whether it's like you have a full life, if you're, you know, you have your business, but you have a lot of other responsibilities, or you have a full-time job still, and you're building your business on the side, right? Like whatever that looks like, is a fear of like, I want clients. I say that I want clients. I want more clients, but I'm also scared of becoming too busy when I get all of those clients and being overwhelmed, burning out, not having time for the other things in my life that I want. Can you relate to this?
God, 1,000%. Can you relate to this?
So much. I mean, and still, as my business grows and scales, still, it pops up all the time because I'm like, oh no, I can't, because then I won't, like, then I'll have to work all the time, or it won't be fun anymore, or I have too much on my calendar, or like something in my life will suffer. It's real,
mm-hmm.
Right? And I think what I see a lot is it like holds us back then from taking the actions to build our business so that we don't have to have that fear realized, right?
I vividly remember. So if you don't know and you're new to my world, Christine was my first coach ever. Like I didn't even know that coaching existed and that you could like literally get paid to, you know, be in your strengths and your gifts and make a huge impact, shatter your own glass ceiling, right? So Christine taught me that. And I vividly remember sitting on a coaching call with her with the exact thing that you just shared, right? You're like, I want freedom. I want impact. I want to be wealthy, healthy, whole. Like I want all these things. And then I was like, oh God, but what if I get too busy? Because it's like a fear of success and a fear of failure. So I feel like they both just, from what I've seen, it's like walking in tandem with that. And just like you talk about upper limit, like, whoa, I'm not even going to let myself get to an upper limit. I'm just going to chill down here because it's way safer.
Yes. Yeah. It's like rock, fear of failure, rock, hard place, fear of success. Me, right? Just going to stay navigating between these two things. Now I look like a boxer, you know, but like, it's so, so, so important to recognize like that that is a false construct, right? Because what I was telling my clients this morning is like, you are telling me that the person that you are now, the person that you are now is going to be the exact same person that's going to show up when you are booked out with clients, which is not the case because we are always changing and you need to become a certain type of person in order to take the actions that are going to book you out.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, it's asking, do I trust myself to figure that out or not? Have I figured out some other stuff in my life that maybe was a harder like jigsaw puzzle or challenge than like, how do I create the space that I need in my calendar? Like it's so not black and white. Right? It could be like, wow, I realize that I'm a little too busy. Let's see what else I can take off my calendar. Or maybe the income that I brought in, I can use to treat myself to some kind of break for a day in some kind of way, in a way that really energizes me, right? Or I can use that income to delegate something. It takes a lot of time in my life that I don't particularly enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do I trust myself to figure that out? What would you say about that?
I feel that so deeply, especially the piece where you said you're going to be a different person, right? Because like this journey, like we get into business not knowing how much it's going to force you to grow. It's weird that we would elect to be like, hell yeah, show me all the areas where I like really struggle or I have fear. And so it's like that grace, but knowing like this is an evolution, it is growth and you get to choose it. If you can trust that, like you've literally woken up today and you've lived through so much of this other stuff, the hard stuff, the pain, you're resilient. You can figure it out. But like you said, you know, trust is everything, but we're not taught how to trust ourselves.
No.
So how did you step into that trust?
A lot of coaching. A lot of coaching. Having my feet held to the fire in the ways that I was like, no, my own particular brand of like, no, but it has to be this way. My own particular way of like looking at things as super black and white and of being like confronted with all of the ways that I was looking outside of myself for success, for happiness, for presence, for contentment, for like allowing myself to celebrate, allowing myself to figure out the way that I wanted to do it and own that and like step into my worthiness and enoughness. And I'm all still very much on that path, you know? And like the reason that I keep growing is because I keep hiring people to show me where I'm in my jar because I know I can't read the label. If I just keep approaching it the same way that the Christine of today with all that stuff would do it, I'm not going to move as fast as I want, you know? And I mean, that's why I do this work. That's why you do this work. That's why we're so dedicated to this is like, because that's where you can have maximum impact in people's lives. And that's where I've, you know, that's where I've felt it too. Right. And I think like, I just had a sales call with somebody last week who like was shocked when I shared that the people that I'm in my mastermind with are making like $150,000, $200,000 a month. And my like, you know, my coaches and all these people are very open about the fact that like they're scared. They're doing it scared. They are afraid to go to the next level. They're still deeply working on themselves. Like there is no point in this journey when that stops. When you are doing that, this type of work, right? It's not like, oh, when I hit six figures, then I will have pulled this fear thing up by the root, or like I need to pull the fear up by the root first and then help people. That's another one. It's like, I have to fix myself fully first before I'm allowed to help other people. And that just isn't the case because number one, you'll never get there. And number two, you are ready to help people with the things you've already done now, right?
Oh, and like that specifically is like, you literally can walk in integrity, you know, like you're not over here saying, I'm going to help you become a billionaire. You're like, I literally am a six-figure entrepreneur, which by the way, I learned, and I told Christine today, cause I'm so floored by it, but only 11% of entrepreneurs become six-figure business owners. 11%. So it's like you literally are walking with integrity, and it's like, it's so much more the depth, the textures of the depth. You have had to do so much work in order to be in the mindset, in the space, in order to have the results like that.
Yes. I really think like for every one of you, like on this journey, I really think it requires more mindset work to get to six figures than it does to seven. And everybody that I've talked to who's done that says, yep, 100%, because you're unlearning such a depth of decades of conditioning in the workplace and school and all of this stuff. So if you're on the path, like let that be encouraging, you know? And one of my friends runs a program called the 2% Club, which I thought was really, it was really confusing to me because I've like heard all about the 1%, you know, and I remove it. I was like, what is this? What I learned from her is that only 2% of seven-figure businesses are female owned. I'm here for it. Let's change this, right? So you've had this fear. Two, how have you moved through it or how and continue to move through it?
Yeah. So that was such a huge block for me. I was super, super like, what if I'm burnt out? Da, 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 da. Like then you spin these stories that take you on a tale of adventure. God. But like for me specifically, I actually hit at the very end of last year, I was in a job where I was working 9 hours a day. I had my business and I was supporting another business for their certification program. I literally hit burnout. I knew I hit it. I didn't die. first. Was I tired AF? Yes. But the thing that was really helpful for me is I leaned on my support system. So I leaned on Christine. And I was like, I need you to help me pull me out of my jar because I need to get energy back. I can't show up fully from this place. So you helped, like, you, it's like you took my hand and you walked with me and you're like, how can we figure this out together? So that was key. The second thing is that you just, I feel like you don't know what you don't know until you do it, right? Yeah. It's just experiential. Yeah. So now that I have that energetic anchor point of knowing how I felt, now I'm like, oh, okay. Actually, because I'm free and full-time in my business, I'm going to set my schedule up in a way where like a day I'm not going to have coaching calls at all. Like it's going to be about me. Yeah. I know that I need to have a movement routine in order to have the energy to keep going. Mm-hmm. I now know literally what lights me up on the planet is having coaching calls, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like having something that gives back to you in that way.
Yeah.
So like, and everyone talks about this, but it's so freaking important is like the self-care piece of it. And it's the first, especially what I see with my clients and healers and light workers and people, coaches, we are like, oh, we're going to come last. Like we're going to put ourselves last.
Yes.
That's not how it works energetically. Like you have to be so abundant and so full that you're giving from a place of abundance instead of lack. Can't be like depleted tuna cans, you know, like we got to be here. Where did that come from? God, I don't know. So that's like how I've navigated it. Support, structure, movement.
Well, the self-care thing is always confronting for me because it's a story that I'm letting go of like more and more, but like the self-care is selfish kind of idea because I think that was modeled for me a lot by a lot of different people. Also, like at the same time I say that, but I'm like, also I want to redefine the word selfish because selfish is just literally like more of selfish. Right? More of yourself. But so self-care is hedonistic. Self-care is indulgent. Self-care is overindulgent. Self-care is whatever, like these things, these stories, these judgments that I took on from other people and then had. And so I think it's like constantly, it's a practice. Like I'm very much in it right now as my business grows, you know, we're getting ready to bring on another team member. It's super exciting. Right. And that also brings like a, like one of my coaches said, because I was saying like, I don't know if I'm ready. Like, I know I'm ready, but then my head is like, I don't know if we're ready. Can we make it work? You know? And they said like, hey, nothing's going to help you rise to the next level of leadership in your business than bringing on somebody that you're really excited to have on your team and that you're sort of like feel some level of like responsibility toward. Of course, what that looks like for me right now is like you said, and you're so big on this and it's so, so, so true. How do I build movement and exercise into most days, right? Because if I go, it has to be every day, then I'm going to freak out and get obsessive. But if I'm like most days, like I just got back from a long walk, right? I rode yesterday. I'm going to horseback ride tomorrow, finding exercise classes that I like, because every time I do it, I'm like, I'm so glad that I did that. But I also have resistance, just being totally honest, to taking time out of what's supposed to be the workday to do it because of conditioning. And because it's when I have childcare and it feels like you really should be using childcare to stand at your desk and work as opposed to all these things, right?
The healthiest version of you makes different decisions. Mm-hmm. And when you have energy, you can create more energy. So it takes energy to make energy, to create it, right? That's why movement is so powerful. But like knowing like a healthy, happy, whole person, like business owner, makes different decisions. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be staying up until 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. Probably like if you're in our energetic realm, you're probably not doing that.
Yeah.
You'll have the capacity to go deeper with clients because energetically you can go there. You understand like, actually my number one priority is my health because from that place, it's like the freaking umbrella, everything else stems underneath it. So you can have more clients then, but it requires you to have a structure somewhat around that, like a container, I think.
Yes, I agree 100%. Yeah. Yeah. And this is the work. It's like feeling like we deserve and like we're worthy. And I think this is really hard for people who are so impact driven as well, because we just want to help people. You know, we were talking before about how we don't want to do sales because we just want to help people. Well, we don't want to take care of ourselves because we just want to help other people, right? Or we can tend toward being people pleasing or codependent, or like, no, it's not about me. Like, I don't need anything. Like, let me just serve, right? Mm-hmm. And I see this in a lot of like, I've worked with clients who, you know, former social workers, therapists, like, and in a lot of teachers, a lot of the helping professions, that is ingrained in you. Like, that is the culture of the environment of your schooling. You will work to burnout. You will give everything away. You will not be compensated for it. And like, these people are the fabric of like the helpers of our society, raising our children, helping the disadvantaged, helping the people like work through their stuff and not taking care of themselves in the process and burnout so high in those professions. Right. And it's almost like applauded.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and like, our worth is tied typically, right, to a dollar amount per hour, which is such bullshit because that's industrial. No, like, we got into this for freedom of everything.
Yes.
The freedom to have the schedule to do the things we desire, to give back in the way we want. But I think also what's really cool is, like, out of all the times in history, we are born now. Like, mm-hmm. we get to change the narrative now. Especially as women business owners, especially as people who are moms and caretakers. It's such an honor.
Yes. Because we are modeling this. You are modeling this for the people in your life that you, whether they're kids, whether they're other family members, whether they are friends, and for your clients. Mm-hmm. So it's so important, not from a place of pressure, but from a place of like integrity and congruence. I always say, like, this is life with passion, not life with work 80 hours a week and burn out just so you can have, you know, the things that they say you should grind and hustle to have. Like, no, it's not actually a thing. You could do this in whatever way that you want to, you know, but what do you believe about it? If you believe you're going to be too busy, then of course you're not going to take the actions. But if you believe that, no, you're going to help more people and you're going to figure it out, that feels a whole lot better to me.
And like, I want to circle it right back to how you said, you've literally walked through pain, trauma, fear, other things that could have literally like ended you.
Yep.
And you figured it out. You can figure out what it's going to be like when you have so many clients that like can't effing wait to work with you. You can figure that out. Scheduling. And you're so smart.
Yep. Yep. I know I was doing some projections for how this new team member is going to help us. And I said, it was one of the men in my life, either my dad or my husband. I said, like, this is so exciting. Like, this is what we've been planning for, laying the groundwork for, like, we're going to explode. And one of them said to me, well, how are you going to handle that influx of clients and not get overwhelmed? Cause he tends to have that like protective role. Right. And I said, well, I've got it. Like, I've already got, I'm laying the plans, I'm planting the seeds, I'm laying the road, whatever the analogy is, for like, oh, these are ways that I can more fully be supported in my business. These are ways that my clients can be more fully supported. Bringing you on was a step, right? To do these, to support clients with mindset, right? So bringing in these different like subject matter experts who are amazing at what they do and will be complimentary, like, I'm seeing that modeled now in a way I never have by being in a mastermind of somebody who's so much further along than me. And I can see the freedom that he's built for himself with team. And I used to think I'm never going to have a team because I don't want to be feel responsible for somebody else. But now I'm realizing that this is a way that I get to help other people's dreams come true, just like I do as a coach, because you get to coach the people that work on your team. Turns out you get to help them make their dreams come true as well. So it's no different. It's just a different role. And that's so fun.
My God, even like the energetics around what you just said, like, I get to help coach this person too, right? Cause that's like, that's where you're a literal effing star, like, is right there, coaching. That's why you're here on the planet, to support, to help heal people, all that stuff. So to know, like, it's just your reframe of what a team member is and how you support best, and knowing like they're going to help. Oh God, it's so good. All of it is so good. And you had to walk a journey to get here. Like, you wouldn't have been able to hold that thought idea if you didn't do the work over here.
So much discomfort, so much fear, so much like processing and tapping and breathing and reflection and like, whew, turning fear into excitement. That's all that is. Oh no, I'm going to be responsible for somebody else. Oh, I get to help somebody else's dreams come true. Fear, excitement. what's on deck for you right now? What you got cooking?
Oh my
God. As you move through the fear as well.
Yes, totally. I am a co-coach in Christine's program, which is like so, God, it's so fun. So fun. The powerhouse method. These people, my God. And I have a one-on-one program, right, that I have called the Alchemy of You. 3 months, heart healing, get clear on what you desire, really freaking have an action, like steps you can take to bring those into fruition. Yeah, all about the heart. Basically, I had this epiphany that I teach people how to live through the magic of their heart. And it's like, that's where everything is. That's where the love is, the abundance, the wealth, the success, the happiness, everything you desire. So that's how I'm supporting people. And you, Christina Kelsey.
I love it. Oh, so good. Tomorrow, I am hosting an epic masterclass. I'm so excited. We have people from all over the world joining us. And it's called the Slide and Serve Method, which is how I literally made $67,000 in 6 weeks by learning the skill and like making it my own. Because like, first of all, I had never been in a coaching program that taught you how to sell in the DMs until I joined my mastermind. And they had this really like permission-based approach that I liked. And also it was created by a man. So I tweaked it and made it my own and made it like congruent with my values and the way that I talk. And then I tested the heck out of it. And then I taught it to my clients, and my clients inside the Powerhouse Method are like, whoa, this is our favorite thing. And so I decided to put it on as a $97 masterclass because I literally think it's something that has the power to completely transform your business. And I don't think I've ever had it done to me in a way that felt good. Because I joined my mastermind through a referral. Like one of my friends was like, this is the best thing I've ever done. Like, come check it out. And so I didn't experience this from their people, but I get so many DMs and I never have gotten one that's walked me through it like an empowered process like this one. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just excited. Like I'm excited to share it because if people will take it and do it, like they can go book sales calls anytime that they want. And so it's like, that's a snippet of my 3 month program, the Powerhouse Method. And yeah, so mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that.
I have to say, like, if you are in this arena, right, do not cold pitch people in the DMs. Do not. There is this like lack energy that is felt immediately. And if you circle up and you've started building like a foundation, but you go at it, don't do it. It doesn't work. And it honestly, it's worked for someone in the past. It had to. But now it's just like, it's so lack energy. But like what Christine teaches is fantastic. Like you said, consent, permission-based. It's not like, I'm going to make this, like, I need to hit my numbers, which is what it feels like when you get cold pitched. Mm-hmm. But this is like, it's literally both people feel good. Mm-hmm. That's what we want. That's all.
That's all we're asking. Is that too much to ask? But yeah, it's going to be super fun. If you like this, if you find like somebody, you know, somebody who could like benefit from it, tag them, share this. Like, this is why we do this. We want you all to get help, and we want you to get support, and we want you to like maybe move through the things that we have been through like faster than us. Right.
Please. This is how we amplify our impact together. Right.
Yes.
Healers helping healers. Boom.
Is that a hashtag? Because it should be.
But now I'm going to take it. So thank
you. Yeah, you should. Yeah, absolutely. So self-care, movement, breathing,
and
processing.
When like fears come up, it's like, oh, this is so fun. I get to work through this. I didn't know that was there. Instead of being like, good God. Giving my rock voice.
Yes. I know. I was talking to you the other day about like a hard conversation that I was going to need to have. And I was like, why don't I already know the answer to this? Why do I have to ask this other person? And you were like, and you get to have that conversation now. And I was like, all right. But it's true. It's like, okay, we're learning, we're growing. I can do hard things. I have done harder things than this. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Right? All on the path to us getting what we want. Income and impact, baby. Impact and income. I love you all. Thank you for being here with us today. Move through your fear of success. Best move through your fear of failure a little bit today. You've got this.
We love you.
Here's to living your life with passion. If you loved this episode, would you consider scrolling down if you're listening on iTunes and leaving me a quick rating? And if you feel like it, a review. That is so helpful to me to help get the word out there and share this amazing free resource with more high achievers just like you. I value and see every single review, and it would just mean the world to me. Thank you so much.
Here's to living your life with passion.